Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the Thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Sailor. Dylan Matthew Bann has pleaded guilty to a domestic violence charge involving his own grandfather. The incident, stemming from a dispute over a leaf blower on November 26th in Caseville Township, Huron County, saw Bann strike his grandfather in the back while he was on a stairway. Bann, a first-time offender, accepted a plea deal, resulting in a deferred judgment under the Spousal Abuse Act. He's been sentenced to 6 months probation, which includes a domestic violence awareness program, 18 hours of community service, and $765 in fines and costs. A review hearing is set for August 2026. If all terms are met, the conviction should be dismissed, offering a rehabilitative path for the young man. And Jared Cash Butterfield's attorney, Dallas Rooney, was granted his motion to withdraw, citing a breakdown in communication and a past conflict of interest, including Rooney's recent representation of Butterfield's ex-wife. The court appointed Jessica Risky to represent Butterfield in his serious felony case, which involves charges of assault with intent to do great bodily harm, or by strangulation. Butterfield will continue to represent himself in two separate misdemeanor cases. Prosecutors offered a plea deal, which included waiving a preliminary examination and pleading guilty to both counts with a habitual offender enhancement. However, the defense, after consulting with Mr. Butterfield, declined the offer, opting instead to proceed with the preliminary examination. Scheduling for that examination is now a key issue. While initially was set for the 20th, the defense requested a one-week adjournment to the 27th to allow new counsel time to review discovery and prepare. Mr. Butterfield agreed to this delay, despite his right to a hearing within 21 days. The prosecution also noted potential witness availability concerns for both dates. The court will finalize the preliminary examination date, balancing preparation needs with the defendant's right to a timely hearing, especially as he remains in custody. When we come back after this Thumb Cell sponsor message, we'll get to our national, international news and obituaries.
You asked and we listened. The Google Pixel 10 and 9A have officially arrived at Thumb Cellular. You can now get both in sleek obsidian black at incredible Thumb Cellular low prices. For those who love Android phones, the Pixel is for you. It features the purest form of Android OS and comes with 7 years of free updates, so your phone stays fast, secure, and feeling fresh for years to come. With the power of Google's Tensor chip and built-in Gemini AI, it's designed to help you do more. More, smarter, and faster. And if the Pixel isn't what you're looking for, don't worry. Thumb Cellular has something for everyone, including a free phone with an upgrade or a new activation. Terms and conditions apply. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for full details. Or check out all the current offers at thumbcellular.com/deals. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb since 1991.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the Thumb.
Thumb Cellular. Thumb Cellular, proudly serving here in Tuscola and Sanilac counties for 35 years.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Looking at our national news, the FBI search for Nancy Guthrie intensifies. Federal agents have expanded their search into the remote desert terrain in the Southwest as the kidnapping case of Nancy Guthrie enters its second week. The FBI recently released footage of a masked suspect, leading to a surge of tips from the public. Local law enforcement has set up a dedicated hotline for the information related to the case. While one individual was briefly detained for questioning earlier this week, no formal charges have been filed as investigators continue to comb through digital evidence and forensic leads. And then our international news. Japan monitors yen volatility with high vigilance. Japan's top currency official, Atsushi Mamura, stated today that the government is monitoring the foreign exchange market with extreme caution. The statement follows volatile swings in the yen against the U.S. dollar after the release of global economic data. Finance ministry officials suggested that the government is prepared to intervene if excessive fluctuations threaten the national economy. The yen has faced pressure recently due to diverging monetary policies of the Bank of Japan and the U.S. Federal Reserve. And we have just a couple of obituaries to report for this hour. Marion Catherine Wodwaska, 84 of Ruth, passed away Sunday, February 8th, 2026. Marion was born on September 3rd, 1941. Marion is survived by her daughters, Gail, Gwen, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Massive Christian burial will be held at Sacred Heart Catholic Church of the St. Hubert Parish of Bannox at 11:30 a.m. Saturday, February 14th, 2026. Burial will take place at a later date at St. Mary's Church Cemetery in Parisville, next to her husband. Visitation for Marion will be on Friday, February 13th, 2026, from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Visitation on Saturday will be at the church beginning at 10:30 a.m. until time of services at 11:30 a.m. A parish vigil will take place Friday at 6 p.m. at the funeral home, and a rosary service at 4 p.m. on Friday at the funeral home. The family would like to thank Julia Blum for providing compassion and care to Marion over the last year and the medical team hospice for their services over the last month. Memories can be shared at RamseyFuneralHome.com. And Marlene S. Gentner, 82 of Ruth, passed away on Tuesday, February 10th at her home. Marlene was born on September 16, 1943, in Parrish Township. She is survived by her husband, Bernard, children Ricky, Kevin, Craig, Cheryl, and Jill, 10 grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Funeral Mass for Marlene will be Friday, February 13th at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church of the St. Isidore Parish. Burial will take place at a later date at St. Mary's Church Cemetery. Visitation for Marlene will be Thursday from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Visitation will be at the church beginning at 10 a.m. until the time of services at 11 a.m. A rosary service will take place Thursday at 4 p.m. at the funeral home, and a time for sharing will take place at 7 p.m. at the funeral home. Memories can be shared online at RamseyFH.com. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb with locations in Bannox, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.